Hiatus. You know what today is?
Yes, I do. February 18th.
Hey, don't step out of my balls like
sorry,
that.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, you already did it.
No.
Forget it. Why don't you just do it all yourself? I'm just going to sit here and drink coffee. Why don't you just fucking...
That's fine.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what today is? That was a rhetorical question.
Okay. No, what?
You don't know what today is? God, what's wrong with you? Are you even sleeping? God.
Hey, no.
Jeez.
No, I know I'm late. I'm late to the studio. But,
Oh, yeah, really? Did you have, like, transit problems?
I was playing with blocks on the windowsill with Allison.
So. Did you make something? Did you make an arch? Did you make a bridge? Did you make an aqueduct?
I did make a little multi-leveled tower thing. That was pretty cool.
Yeah,
but
how much longer is it until? Oh. When will it be?
Hey, what day is it really though? Because I don't.
What?
I said February, and I know that's wrong.
Oh yeah, people were thinking this was a can show when we were start talking about fucking Revenge of the Clones or some shit.
Right.
That was my non SWSW reference.
It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday, and it's the 18th of April, I think, I hope.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yep.
So, when is it going to be? How much longer till you're going to start collecting Legos with the kids?
Oh, I don't know. That's up to them. Spencer's got some.
Does he like Lego?
Yeah, but they're kind of under lock and key right now.
Yeah, okay. No, I mean,
it's
I understand.
It's not for him, it's Allison. She's a little inhaler.
Exactly. That's why I don't know the proper age for Lego. And so my theory, just without even asking you, was that as soon as Allison's old enough to deal with that, it's going to be wall-to-wall Lego.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's really because we're low on toys now, right now. There's not, there's a lot of square footage that isn't 100% full of toys.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice to get all that blocked away.
Yeah, I don't know. Just to me, growing up, Lego was the best because I have an older brother and an older sister.
Right.
And we would all get Lego sets. Lego's for everybody. Everyone enjoys it. And you can all play it together. You can play it together and separately. You know what I mean? You can all be like hanging out, chilling, building Lego. But you know, you don't have to be really involved. So, I don't know. I just think it's really great. And, you know, if I ever have the kids there, I can't wait to have a Lego collection. I can't wait to come downstairs and fucking step on bits of Lego that never got cleaned up.
What's your favorite piece to step on?
Probably... I don't know, man. I was gonna say those hinges that look almost like the guy's legs, but they aren't the guy's legs. The minifig's legs. But those are always really valuable at our house for some reason. I don't know.
I'd say the four holer. The little four square. The little four
nugget
holer.
Nugget. 2x2?
Yeah, 2x2. Yeah, man.
We always had... I don't know how it is. I'm kind of interested to know about... probably more so with kids who had... siblings, because this is the kind of thing that happens. But you make up names for pieces that there are no names. I mean, the only name to my knowledge is minifig, the official name for little figures, which I only found out probably 3 years ago. I never knew what they were called. But there must be official names for all of those, for those professional Lego builders.
Yeah.
They must think, oh, okay, give me the 1x1 hinge and the fucking 4x1 cone and I don't know, there must be some official lingo.
I think there is, and I know there's Lego slang. I remember reading about some people building some shits, and they had all the...
I mean, because, there's a whole community of people who are super into that, and I'm kind of curious. All right, well, there's some guys who...
Legion of dick faces.
Yeah, there's a whole collection of assholes got nothing better to do with their time.
Isn't it murder of assholes?
Cackle.
It's a phalanx of sharks. A waft of doves. And I believe it's a murder of assholes.
A stream?
Haven't we done that already? Didn't we do the show? Are we doing a rerun?
I don't think so, man. I think it's deja vu.
If someone could just go ahead and type all the old shows so we can go into reruns, we'll just read the old show.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good idea.
And sure. Then
we could actually, but really, I think what we'd do is we'd have some people from the message board read them out for us, and then we can
maybe
take a vacation.
But if we redid those shows, then we could work on our inflection. You know?
I guess we'll have to agree to disagree.
Yeah.
So the 4x4, yeah,
the worst. Thick carpet, thick blue carpet.
Hold on, you're breaking up. I'm breaking up. Something's breaking up.
You can fucking write off for all I care. I'm telling you that I hate stepping on the fucking 4x4 pieces of my grandma's fucking thick carpet, man. Because it's the carpet is so thick that when you step on it, the block kind of shifts in an angle, like the angle of your step, making that corner just ram right into your heel.
Yeah, we should invent round Lego.
Beans?
Probably it wouldn't hurt as much, maybe.
Sticky beans?
Oh, yuck.
Just, what's that stuff called?
Floam?
No.
Oh.
Natto?
Natto. Fermented soybeans.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That stuff is hideous.
Just all
I ate
mucus.
Some. It didn't taste that bad, but man, you really got to get over the texture of that stuff.
That's something. It's just...
It's all stringy. It's stringy like melted mozzarella cheese, but it's beans.
Yeah.
And they're brown.
Bean snot.
It's something else, all right. But you know what? I'm glad I tried it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is there any foodstuffs that you're not glad you tried? Like, even when you find out that a food is in fact a negative?
Finger size poo nugget? Lincoln log? Hey, what's the deal with Lincoln logs, anyways?
What is the deal with Lincoln logs?
Dude, we've talked about Lincoln logs like 100 times, I swear.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have them in Canada. They're called Lester B. Pearson logs. No, seriously, I never really even knew what they were except for TV.
Really?
They're just logs to make cabins out of? Is that what they're...
Pretty much.
That's stupid.
These little notched logs.
Can you make cars out of them?
No.
Then I don't care.
No, anything
you should
build,
make little
you
wheels
lift.
And you could make little Flintstones cars out of them, maybe.
You know what is kind of cool is Spencer's got this set of Lincoln logs. That is a, it's like an old Frontier bank, you know?
Hey.
Shut up. It's this old Frontier bank, and it comes with a safe and a little bank robber and a little cop. But the coolest thing is it comes with this little, it's like green plastic lever, and it's got like a picture of like TNT on it or whatever, you know? And you build the whole fucking bank onto this lever.
Oh.
And then you just go whamzo and the whole thing explodes. It's awesome.
Wow, that's super violent.
Well, nobody's hurt.
No, I mean, I don't mean... Yeah, violent, I guess, is like kind of denotes that someone's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, mean or whatever. But that, I mean, what's the word I'm looking for?
Destructive.
Yeah.
Yeah, violence is when people get hurt. But if nobody gets hurt, it's just awesome.
Yeah.
An explosion that nobody gets hurt in. Like, you see the Cobra guy parachute out. That means it's just something awesome that happened.
Exactly. It's the difference between an action movie and a thriller, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. Thrillers can have lots of explosions and stuff, too, right?
They can.
Yeah. Action movies usually aren't really about killing, though, are they? Like, I mean, it's kind of incidental that people die. It's not. It's more about stuff blowing up and awesome car chases and, you know, extremity. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm talking out my ass.
Well, you are, but it's good. That's what this whole show is about.
Spy versus Pie.
Spy versus
talking
ass.
Talking into your ass since 2006.
That's right. Blowing smoke right up.
Yep. Blowing smoke out ours right into yours. Back and forth forever.
Oh, man.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, you know what's awesome?
Poo-docking.
Poo-docking?
What?
Poo-dockins? Yeah. Okay. So, I love the hockey. I'm not gonna talk about hockey, but
are you
I love it.
Okay. All right.
No, I love it. It's a big deal. Canada, you have no idea especially if you're in a city like Vancouver or Toronto, big city, and your team's doing really, hockey's number one sport, your team's doing really well, people go crazy, it's awesome, it's really, it's great, it's, you know, it's a good community thing, like event when your team's doing well and you can talk to anybody. It's great because you can talk to bums on the street and you have to make, you know, small talk with them. You can, yeah, you don't have to be like, hey, so, you find a new bank machine to sleep in yet? Mm-hmm. That one smells like pee. You should probably move. No, you're just like, oh, how about those Canucks? Yeah, and then you can just kind of leave. But, okay, so there's a tradition in town here of when the team wins, regardless if they're playing in town or not, people go around, they honk their horns, they go crazy, they have little car flags and everything, and it's a good time, you know? It's a little annoying, like lots of car honking, especially if they win a series or they do really well. But recently the city has put out bylaw or some shit that like they can hand out tickets for honking your horn. Games usually finish at like, okay, if they're in the Eastern time zone, games are finished at 8. If they're here, like 10. People honk their horns for an hour, maybe 2 hours, or I don't know, a while, but yeah, it's annoying, but the city is like totally getting on people's case for celebrating and having a good time. And I don't know, man, getting a ticket for honking your horn. What's up with that?
Preemptive strike.
Really?
Sure.
Well, they are really worried about it because Vancouver in 94, when our team lost in the final game of the Stanley Cup Finals, there was a bit of a riot. It's kind of a quiet riot because it's Canadian, right? But it was kind of a big deal, and there was, you know, shenanigans and goings on and stuff. And so they're really worried about that kind of stuff happening. And so you're right, it is kind of preemptive strike. They want people to keep it down and be safe and stuff, which I understand. But it's like, man, where's your sense of spirit? And and you know, it's like, yeah, it's noise pollution, but what about fucking city construction outside my house? What about,
I suppose, I think, you know, they just want to make sure that it doesn't turn out like LA, man, because like playoffs every year, man, it's like, we won the playoffs, let's flip some cars over and set some shit on fire, or we lost the playoffs, let's flip some cars over and set some shit on fire.
It's kind of true, but every team, your horn, I mean, come on,
basketball,
it's not illegal,
riots,
honk your horn.
Football riots, there's some women's basketball riots.
Oh,
now,
dude, you know why there was a riot here one time, a little mini riot, and you know why? When was it? It was in the 90s, but I think. And
some
Guns N' Roses,
right?
Guns N' Roses were coming to town, and they canceled the show.
Uh-huh.
And there was a little mini riot because Guns N' Roses canceled the show here.
That's good shit.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that may have been the last tour with the real Guns N' Roses. Uh-huh. Whenever that was.
It's the Guns N' Roses Metallica co-bill.
Maybe. Before Buckethead joined. What the hell's with Buckethead? Who's he? What's his deal?
He's a pretty great guitarist. Been around for 15 years.
Yeah, but I don't really know anything about him.
Well, nobody does. He's a session guitarist for, you know, he got a lot of his own records there. You know, wears a mask, wears a hat. Just, you know, he's got a shtick, but he's super fast. Pretty experimental. He's okay. He's got some, I don't know, his sensibilities around. Maybe I don't, it's not like they're, oh, he's so weird. It's one of those guys where he's like, look out, I'm weird, you know.
Right
going on. But it's, yeah, it's still good. I don't know, I like hearing his,
is he as good as that guy who played Super Mario on two guitars at the same time?
No, he's not as good as that guy.
What?
No.
And he's not? Is he as good as that guy whose video showed me?
Michelangelo?
Yeah, that guy.
Michelangelo Batio. I don't know. He's probably
his real name.
Is that guy? Yeah. Yeah.
That guy's pretty rad.
Yeah, he's pretty rad. He was in Nitro. They were out of fucking Rageous. That was the name of their first record. It was just OFR.
Really?
Yeah, but the out of fucking Rageous. Jim Gillette was their singer, and he had this.
Ben Gillette?
Jim Gillette. He had flames going up one arm and some fucking turds going up the other arm, but he boasted like a, you know, 75 octave range or whatever, because he'd growl on a lot of the songs, and he just like the shrill. So many harmonies. Pretty awesome band. Hmm. But the bass player, TJ Racer, I played with him when I was putting a band together back when I lived in California. I played with him one time. That was cool because, like, I was really into the Nitro record when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And he had, like, this huge-ass hair. I mean, everyone had, like, you know, huge. You know,
yeah, definitely.
Giant, you know, 6 or 7 basketballs on top of the head or whatever.
Yeah.
And then,
ice cream hair.
I jammed with him one time, and he was wearing, you know, sweatpants. His hair was all flat, you know.
Sure.
But he still tore it up. It was so good. I was so starstruck, even though, you know, it's a Grade C band, and it's the bass player from the Grade C band, so it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was
really, I mean, cool, whatever. Even those guys can play. It's because anyone can play, man. Not, I don't mean anyone can play, but I mean, take your Grade C band and...
Yeah, yeah. No, he was...
The bass player is still fucking kick-ass bass player, probably.
That was a good time.
Oh, man.
Yep. But yeah, my dad actually saw Michelangelo at the mall one time. That was kind of cool. Like, give him a wink and a nod and, hey, what's up, and all that. His hair was flat at the time.
Where was this?
I believe it was at the mall in South Dakota, but I'm not totally sure.
Oh, South Dakota, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like an exotic foreign land to you?
No. It's the neighboring province. That is a nice hat, Babers. That is a good hat.
That's the thing that kind of weirds me out about the states, is that there's so many states, they're so small and so in close confines, and there's so many cities all over the place that, you know, you can cross state lines and you don't even notice. Like, it's nothing, right? What does it take for you? How far do you have to go before something's, like, crazy and exotic to you, you know? Like, you probably got to cross a couple states, huh?
No.
No? Not at all?
No, there's plenty of crazy and exotic within Minnesota. I only have to drive 2 hours out of state, but there's, you know, plenty of weird shit everywhere. As soon as you get out of the city, shit starts getting real weird. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Because in Canada, like, for here, I mean, British Columbia is huge, and there's tons of cool stuff in it, obviously, but it's like, it's so far between provinces that once you cross to Alberta, it's really different, and you get over the mountains, and then it's just flat, and you got the Badlands with all the dinosaurs and whatnot, and...
You guys have Badlands, too?
Oh, yeah, man. We got the best ones.
I bet they're right above South Dakota.
I bet they're in an arcade game. What do you eat? Peanut brittle? What do you got there?
Badlands.
Yeah.
Piece of Pez.
A piece of Pez?
Yeah. One Pez.
You crunch the Pez, but you don't crunch the chocolate.
No way. Chocolate's good.
Pez isn't?
No, it tastes like medicine.
That's right.
Flint granulated soap.
Flintstone vitamin.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, take it away, Brian.
What?
Take it away.
I already did.
Again? Keep going.
You want to talk about how Vancouver's no fun still?
No, I don't know if you want to.
No, don't worry.
Getting kind of lightheaded. Yeah.
You are?
No, you.
Oh, no, I am, because I mean, man, yeah. Last night, I had to finish up some work on my comic, my Job Goblin mini comic, number 4 there. I had to finish up the cover.
You didn't go with the ill-advised attempt to make the inflatable mini comic, did you? Did you print them all in balloons, each page in balloons, and then blow them?
I printed them all on Silly Putty. I just made one. I made one master, and then I'm going to hand out little eggs. And,
there you go.
Yep. That's and a good idea. See, that kind of goes along with our, like, degradation... Theory. Yeah.
No,
you know,
I
yeah. It goes along with that. So it's like, yeah, well, you're going to be able to read it once, and then it's just going to ooze, and then you're fucked. So.
Yeah.
I mean, that's life, right?
You ever mix Silly Putty and Play-Doh?
No. Why would I do that?
It's kind of nice. It feels pretty good. We mix moonsand and Play-Doh.
Isn't that
foam and Play-Doh yet?
Isn't that just ruining every both?
You don't do a whole tub of each. You just do
well,
a little,
why
little
not?
Bit.
What do you
just do, like, a, you know, one figure digit worth, you know?
I think that might be the first time we've ever said pussy on the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Sarah.
Yeah, get on.
Can we get
shit.
A verdict? She would know. She'd listen to the whole.
She would. She keeps track of all the bad swearing words that
she's
we say.
She's got a list of shit you've done.
I know.
She's going to take issue with you at 8. Hey, when you go to 8, by the way.
Yeah, which is this weekend. This is actually tonight, basically, I'm leaving. Sorry. I mean, I was leading up to that, as I had to print out all my comics. I had to go to Kinko's at 3 in the morning. And I gave them all my shit, and I'm getting it back tonight at, like, 1 in the morning.
You hope?
Yeah, hopefully.
Wet hope?
Oh, God. If it doesn't work out, whatever. But I can maybe try and print them out later when I'm in San Francisco. But I just hope it all works out and stuff. But, you know, I set everything up, and I was hoping to get them all printed last weekend so I wouldn't have this last minute thing, and fucking every goddamn time I gotta print out comics, it's the fucking day before, I'm stressing out. I don't know what my problem is.
It's the way of the world, man. It's
I think
the
I...
The way of publishing is the...
I work well under pressure, but I don't like crave it, you know? I'm like, oh, all right, well, you know, I can work under pressure, but, you know, who wants to do that? What's my problem?
I don't know, but give
it. SpyVersusSpy@gmail.com. What's Brian's problem? He's an asshole.
Yeah,
so.
Fucking.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah, I know you want to punch it. Punch it, Chewie.
I was just going to say, fucking say hi to everybody. Chicago.
I will definitely do that. And they will say hi.
Xander's going?
He is not.
Xander the Amazing Man. He's not going to be there?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be kind of weird with that in there. Last couple mentions in there, but I don't think he's coming in time. But he is actually trying to plan a trip to Vancouver, so.
No, that's pretty cool.
Maybe he'll stay in my house.
Is the Amazing John Campbell going to be there?
John Campbell is going to be there.
Cool.
Sharing a table with John Campbell, Tom McHenry, Sarah Bauer.
Very nice.
Steve Wolfhard, Jason Turner is coming with us too. He's going to be there. It's going to be a good time. Hey, you're going to be in the area? You're going to be in the local downtown San Francisco area. Come by. Hey, the Alternative Press Expo.
What are you doing in San Jose?
I don't know. Isn't San Jose just a suburb of San Francisco?
No.
Oh. Well, fuck you.
No. Any San in California is pretty much its own bird.
San Diego.
Yep.
That's
in the south. That's a good one.
I've never
been to that one, but that's where my friend Paul Fred went to.
Yeah, I went there once. It was cool.
Paul Fred has long brown hair and no front teeth. And
oh.
We used to go get all-you-can-eat sushi. We were in a band called Gut Bucket.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. and Jackassery.
Oh, really?
Two bands.
Yeah. Did you ever make an album?
We did record, actually. We recorded with, what's his name? Arian.
Arian?
Yeah, he was this, I think he was Samoan or Filipino or half and half, something. Yeah, we recorded, it was Todd Reich, who's, you know, he's a white guy with Reich tattooed across his stomach, and he has no hair. But that's just all coincidence. And we recorded an album with a guy named Arian, which is also coincidence.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. That's good stuff. It was songs like Mustache Rides, 5 Cents, Kids Ride for Free, She Looked 18 to Me, and many other songs along those
lines.
Nice.
How come I've never heard this?
I don't know why you haven't heard that. Maybe you should hear that. I'll put it up.
I mean, you keep sending me the files, but how come I haven't heard them?
Right.
Hey.
This is the DRM.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Speaking
I'm
of
super
DRM,
beat, dude. Yeah.
NPR redid their site.
Oh.
Looks like a fucking onion now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yuck.
They must have hired the same graphic designer.
Yeah, I'm tired of the internet.
That's fine. Yeah, me too.
I'm tired of web pages, man.
No, I like NPR.
I used to be interested in web design. I used to like think, yeah, designing websites would be pretty cool. And then I realized it's stupid. Nobody cares.
You know what I realized?
What's that?
I think when we first started doing the show,
yeah,
Skype had this like kind of a lag thing, you know, where like there'd be like, you know, like you wouldn't hear when stuff would whatever. There was
no,
lag.
What? Latency? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it would take the time it would take for the words to traverse
lack
the satellites
latency.
And all that little
sure,
tubes
sure.
And get to your ears and your ears to hear it and go to your brain and your brain to react and then thing.
Yeah, and by the time that happens, yeah. I mean,
I think
you're
it's why
late.
The shows used to be so long.
Yeah. We just couldn't. We're like, okay, let's stop. Okay, what? What's that?
Because now it's almost like we've got some kind of reverse latency. You know?
Psychic?
Yeah.
Like, ESP?
Yeah. Where you hear the end of my sentences before I actually say them.
Oh, yeah. I think that's called repeating yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but what's your point? Web design?
Yep.
No. What was there a point to it? Or were you just saying something? No, I lost the train.
Thanks. Got some mail.
I fell off the train.
See what's
oh,
what's
in the
mailbag?
What's in the PO box?
Right. Pre-approved for a Citibank Diamond Preferred card. Let's see. Ooh, financial information closed. Pre-approved for a Discover card. Nice. You get mail like this all the time, Canada?
We don't have mail.
Dated material. Pay to the order of Heather Edmonds. See, it looks like a check. You open it up. What is it? Oh, it's a refinance.
It's just Ed McMahon going, hey! Oh.
$203,000 check. Nice.
Oh, shit. I better go deposit that shit before someone finds out.
And Citibank Financial. All junk.
Wow.
No birthday cards.
Oh. Well, there's still time. Don't worry.
No, I'm not going to get any. The only people that care about my birthday I see in person. And then...
Oh, there you go. You only care about people who can give you food on your birthday.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about going to Joe's Crab Shack for my birthday. And now
I remember.
Have a different idea.
What is it?
I think I want to go to Blaine Brook Bowl.
Whoa, what's that?
Yeah, it's a bowling alley in Blaine, which is the city that I...
Blaine, Washington?
No.
Oh, dude, you should totally come to Blaine, Washington. It's close to where we hang out and go bowling. Blaine, Washington is, like, right across the border from here. And, as soon as you cross the border, everything's so American. And you go to a gas station, and you think, we're all in the same part of the world. You know, it's, you know, we're all the same people. You go in there, and everyone's got the fucking, like, redneck drawl and stuff in the gas station. You're like, what's going on? Where am I? You feel like you're in freaking Texas or something. Awesome. Oh, you Americans, you're so quaint.
You've been to Texas?
Nope. I did, once.
You got some stuff there.
Went to an airport there.
Yeah, but what they got at Blaine Brook Bowl is they got pinball. Last time I was there, they had they had eight machines.
Do they have pin bowling?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to bowl.
Pinball bowling? What if you could combine bowling with pinball?
Yeah, what if?
Whoa. Hey. Stop doing that.
SpongeBob's been infected by his own pet snail. Oh, the irony! Quick! We must quarantine that infected snail before he bites every last...
We must quarantine that infected snail.
That's right.
So, so pinball?
Hey, would you pick something up for me, when you go to Ape?
Possible.
If you see it, do you think, for me, you could possibly buy a penis? Underwater,
I think it's I think so. But
it said the JPEG compression too sweaty.
They said the camera setting is cataract.
The camera Diaz.
Yeah, that's well.
Fuck you.